Yeah, well, maybe real soon. 5:56, 4 minutes away from 6 o'clock. WILFM, good morning.
Hi, you want a vacation tale?
Yeah.
This happened last year on Memorial Weekend. And my husband and I were down at Lake Wapapello when we were fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he caught a snake. He hooked it in the side of the snake's body.
Ooh.
With this lure, right? And he brings it up. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, he's trying to cut it off. I said, cut the line. The heck with the lure. And he's like, it's a $5 lure. I'm not going to move. So he finally, I mean, the snake's trying to bite him and everything. And he finally gets it off. And I'm so mad.
Well, did he save the lure?
He saved the lure.
Oh,
next day,
God.
He's fishing, gets caught in a tree, and I said, babe, we can get it. It's right there. Oh, the heck with it.
You said, why didn't you feel that way when we had the snake?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Well, next time, tell him it may be a $5 lure, but it's like a $25 trip to the doctor. Maybe the tree was just no challenge. What do you think?
I don't know.
You men.
Yeah, and those snakes make such a horrible trophy anyway. Don't want to, not one of those. Anyway, if you have a vacation tale to share with us, we're at 969-9230 or from Metro East, 399-7796. Gene Hirsch is here with news.
It's 77 degrees at 5:57. Chance for rain each day through Saturday. 85 degrees for the high this afternoon. A bit cooler than yesterday, which was 93. Explosions and fire and a train derailment this morning at the north edge of the village of Freeburg, Illinois in St. Clair County. Freeburg Police Officer Michael Jones tells WIO News.
We have four engines that were involved in a derailment.
Now the official WIL National Weather Service forecast. Just ahead of more music and fun with Debbie and David. Meteorologist Ted Schrader says it'll be mostly cloudy this morning, 50% chance of thundershowers. Partly cloudy right now, 77 degrees at WIL. I'm Gene Hirsch, WIL News, and you're up to date.
Many times I didn't try to hold you.
WIL, AM 1430 and FM 92. You're one country, you've come to the right place. 6:08 in the morning, 8 minutes after 6 with Debbie and David.
Grab your umbrella. You might get to use it today. 50% chance of rain this morning, a 60% chance of rain in the afternoon. High today, 85. It's 76 right now.
Cruising in my station wagon.
Well, that's a real nice jacket, son. It looks like it cost you two.
WIL, AM 1430 and FM 92. That one ought to get you up and going. 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're going to do it again, aren't you?
It's for all the Monday Night Football fans. By the way, they did play a game last night. The Cincinnati Bengals did not win, Debbie. It was the Saints 27, the Bengals a mere 10.
Far be it from you to rub it in, though, right, David?
I just thought I'd mention it for you.
Yeah.
For your information. It's Hank Jr. at WIL, FM 92. Yeah, WIL, FM 92. By the way, the score of last night's game was the Saints 27, the Bengals 10.
We heard, okay?
17. Well, maybe it's just somebody just tuned in during the song.
Right.
It's 6:17, 17 after 6. Debbie and David, rain coming today. High of only 85 and 76 degrees right now in St. Louis. Talking about some weird vacation happenings. Remember once when I was a child, we went down to South Alabama, just where my wife and I went last week, mm-hmm. with my dad, and he said, oh, we'll go down there, and we'll take that little ferry across the Mobile Bay, go over to the island over there, and it's only like about 4 or 5 miles, and it'll be really easy. So we go all the way out to the end of the island, this one island, to go over to the other one. We get there. My dad has been given the wrong information by one of his coworkers in Birmingham who had told him that there was the little ferry that went over there. And they said, no, haven't heard anything about that ferry over here. You can get over to the island, though, but you have to go around, and it's about a 75-mile ride around the bay.
Oh, boy.
To get there. Another famous fit that my dad threw when I was a child.
Well, now, but see, most of us, when we're on vacation, instead of saying, well, yeah, that'll be a nice little ride around the bay, we'll look around, see the sights, we go, all right, get in the car, we're going to get there, we're going to have a good time, it's going to kill us, let's hurry and get there.
Crammed in the little car there with everybody eating greasy food for days on end.
Probably one of the worst vacations I ever had was we took a ferry, too. We went to New Jersey, went to Ocean City, the New Jersey side.
Sure.
And people told me about the smell, but I didn't believe them until I got there. People told me about the sand fleas, but I didn't believe them until I got there. And I was dating an Englishman, the only Englishman I have ever dated and will ever date. Man lied like a dog. We had to go and buy orange marmalade because he wouldn't have breakfast without orange marmalade. And he would carry it into the restaurant, and we fought the whole time. It was just a delightful vacation.
Not a happy one, huh?
I was kind of pleased at the sand fleas after talking to him for a couple of days.
And another one I recall, and this was kind of like in the National Lampoon Vacation movie. My wife and I were going from Pennsylvania out to Long Island to visit some relatives, and we decided to take the George Washington Bridge and go across the top part of New York City. Well, we said to get from this bridge to the other bridge, we'll go this way, and we got off, and well, we ended up in the South Bronx in a very dangerous-looking area. Fortunately, it was about 7:30 on a Sunday morning, and everybody, you know, all the hoods were asleep. They had retired for the night.
So you got out of there with your tires.
Ah, thank goodness.
Boy, that's amazing.
And now all this happy talk about vacation, and we have a commercial for Illinois State Tourism.
Whoops.
Oh, boy.
The value of an antique depends largely on its physical condition.
Carroll House, because you like nice things.
St. Louis weather.
6:23 in the morning, the official WIL-FM National Weather Service forecast. We thought the rain was supposed to be here long before now. Still have a 50% chance of thundershowers this morning. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon, high 85. Tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms, a low around 70. That's about an 80% chance. Partly cloudy tomorrow, and no, you're not going to get out of it. 50% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. The high again, 85 degrees. 74 right now in Bon Terre, 76 downtown St. Louis.
WIL-FM 92.
Across the bay, a lady waits to hold me tight.
WIL, AM 1430, FM 92, 626 in the morning, 26 minutes after 6 o'clock with Debbie and David, The Wake Up Show. WIL FM, good morning.
You said that snakes don't make a good trophy?
Uh-oh.
That's not right.
No?
I've got one mounted at my house. It's a Western Diamondback rattlesnake.
Point, counterpoint.
Mm. I'm sure it makes everybody feel real comfortable.
Well, at least they know what they look like, you know, next time they go out in the woods.
Yeah, but when they come into your, in your den?
Yeah.
People come in there, it certainly puts them all at ease and makes them feel real comfortable, right?
Well, they know he's dead.
Well, now, I don't know that snakes don't make a good trophy. You put some heels and a sole on them, you know. And just
You're right there. I do a little walking on them, too.
Yeah, stretch up mid-calf. They're beautiful.
There you go.
You're ready to get those snakeskin boots, huh?
Yeah. Hey, they make some beautiful boots.
Drop a little hint. Maybe the boss is listening, maybe.
I'm not sure I'd want to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and see one hanging on the wall there. You know,
wouldn't be quite right. We have some special guests with us here in the studio who will visit with us shortly. The Red Clay Ramblers, a couple of them from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and we'll find out what they're doing in town and stuff they have coming up. Also, mind-boggling, and we'll have your lottery numbers from last night in just a few minutes here on WIL.
It's 76 degrees at 627. A little cooler today. High temperature only 85 degrees. Still have rain in our forecast. Now, WIL Traffic Watch. Here's Jan Donah.
In Freeburg, Illinois, emergency crews are working with a train derailment. Jan Donah with Traffic Watch back in 10 minutes on WIL.
WIL-FM St. Louis News. Time is 628. Explosions and fire this morning at a train derailment at the north edge of Freeburg. Police tell WIL News they don't believe there are hazardous materials involved, but 150 to 200 homes in that area have been evacuated as a precaution. It's cloudy right now, 76 degrees at WIL. I'm Gene Hirsch, WIL News, and you're up to date.
Well, coming up in a few minutes here on FM 92 is Debbie and David. They're presenting a special 3-second long feature on the Islamic sense of humor.
Don't know where I've been so blue.